73 of Game Over Nation. I am your host, Javi Rodriguez. With me this week is Ryan De La Rosa.
Yo!
And Dylan Rausch. Dylan Rausch is not quite here right now.
No, I'm not.
There he is.
I didn't feel like saying anything.
Oh, okay.
And Gabe Feldman.
I'll say stuff. Hi.
Alright.
Uninteresting.
This week we're talking about mobile gaming. Wide.
The DS net. Fall under that because it's like the only.
Yeah.
Okay.
Every like DS, Vita, iPhone, Android,
any
tablet.
Gaming you can do while you're on the move, while you're mobile.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you know, strangely enough, that does not include the PlayStation Move.
Or the Vita, because it has no games.
Ha!
Huh? Like 8 times, I will name you one Vita game for every 3DS game you name me.
Okay,
I will do it!
Social experiment. Luigi's Mansion 2.
What about it?
Well, he's got to name me a Vita game.
We're not doing this right now.
Because you know you're going to get screwed. That's why.
He's Gabe ran out of games already.
He's already. Fuck, he's actually making me do this.
Stop it. Stop.
We'll do it later. Just feel like, you know, we're wasting time.
Yeah, you'll.
I'm wasting money.
Whatever.
You'll admit defeat privately off the air.
You know, I don't have much time to waste money. I don't get paid.
Get money, get unpaid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So
yeah, once you say get money, do you really need to say get paid?
Well, yeah, because like you might just be stealing the money, and that's not really getting paid.
Hey,
get money, and then go to work later and get paid.
Paid.
Yeah.
You put in effort to steal that dosh.
All right, guys. Shall we hop into our hot topic?
Sure.
Burning hot. So, well, CES happened last week.
Yes, that's what spurred this. Because the only thing game-related that happened at CES kind of revolved around tablet games, laptops.
And virtual reality headsets.
Yes, that Oculus Rift thing, which I care so little about.
I really want to try it. It was at PAX, and I missed it. I'm going to try it at this next PAX for sure.
I think it was at PAX, but it was like behind closed doors, kind of.
Okay.
But,
which makes sense, because it was like put together with duct tape, so
they didn't still.
Is that the headset that all those devs were going crazy about?
Yeah.
Yeah. That would be the one.
Okay.
Yeah, the Oculus Rift is that virtual reality headset that almost looks like a fucking Virtual Boy when it's on your face.
Oh,
Cliffy
no.
B swears by it.
It's not as bad as that, though. Don't worry.
I mean, how else would virtual reality headsets look? They have to go over your eyes.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, yeah, and part of and it's not like it's supposed to in a lot of ways be used with games that already exist that just like support it. So
yeah
they were showing it off, basically running Doom 3 at PAX, and then now they're showing it off with like Unreal and stuff like that.
I think Mirror's Edge was one of them.
Oh, Gabe, you better go run out and buy it then.
I see what you did there.
And then you can go run off the building.
You just go run off a fucking building.
Ooh, I'm still alive. Still alive.
Alright. For me, the biggest gaming thing at CES was that Razer tablet. Razer Edge. It was originally Project Fiona.
Yeah, I didn't follow much on CES, but I did. I guess I'm subscribed to Razer's newsletter, and so I guess right after that was announced, they sent out emails to everyone on that, and so it was it's just like a consumer newsletter, but not like a media thing or anything, but yeah, it looked kind of cool, man. What's with the big controls on it? That was kind of...
That's a attachment.
Yeah.
That comes separate.
Right. No, I understand that, but like, is that something they were showing off a lot there?
When it was first shown, like, that's all that it was. Like, just the tablet with those controller handles on it. But I think It can stream games. If you have, like, your desktop on in your house, mm-hmm. it can stream games from there to the tablet. So kind of like the cloud service, but, like, limited. Right. So it runs on your desktop, but just the...
Oh, so then kind of similar to what the Wii U does.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it can play games, like, they were showing off Dishonored a lot. That was, like, their big thing. Like, they're talking about how...
It's an all-inclusive gaming PC and a tablet. That's what that thing is being sold as. It's also you can plug it. You can use it as a console also. Like there's like a console stand and you just plug it in. You just put it in it and it's already plugged into your TV and you can just use it in your living room. And also there's a PC stand that has a keyboard and you can plug a mouse into it and you just stick it in there and it's a monitor all of a sudden. So it's trying to be everything. All in a little tablet.
Yeah. Cool.
And I like Razer's stuff. It lasts, at least their fucking keyboards and mice last a long time, so hopefully. I haven't tried much of their hardware out. But, this thing looks cool. I remember when it first came out, everyone was like, this is the dumbest looking thing ever. Who would want this? And I was kind of just quietly sitting in the corner, like raising my hand. Not really getting involved, but...
I'll be quieter.
Exactly. And I really want it because I fucking hate my Alienware laptop, and this could, like, replace it, hopefully. But I'm poor because these guys don't pay me, and because other jobs don't pay me. Yeah. I mean, did you guys see what this thing was all about? All boot?
I saw what it was all about, and I was like... I would like to have one for free. I'll take one.
I'll take it.
Well, Ryan, you're on the newsletter. See if you can pull some strings. I mean, the newsletter seems like a pretty coveted
to be on. Which means I bought something and then registered it on their website. So I put a lot of work into it. I've got some
contacts. They know
you're
good for the money.
Yeah, they know I'm good for it.
Gotta contact them, Ryan. Say we'll go all out fleshing this thing out. We'll do video features about all its slots.
It's just got so many slots.
It's got one USB port.
And we're going to fill them. We're going to fill them with so many things. Mostly cheaply purchased cords from Woot.com.
I plug in a USB hub so I can plug in five things at once.
This is getting dirty. Does anyone else here own a tablet at all? Do any of you guys have
one? I have my dad's original iPad. My family kind of has like a cycle of hand-me-down iPads because my dad just fucking loves buying this shit. And like he'll buy one and then he'll buy my mom one and then he'll buy my grandmother one and then when my mom's done with her tablet, she'll give it to my sister and then my dad buys another iPad for himself. He gives it to me. So I finally have his old iPad. I don't use it, though.
So you're what the French call les incompetents.
No?
Si?
No. Si. Si, es verdad.
Si. Es verdad.
Verdad. Es verdad.
Yeah, I'm not much of a iPhone or just... phone, tablet, Android gamer.
Yeah, it's kind of hard sometimes to do it on my phone just because, like I use my phone a lot, so if I play a game for any extended period of time, any smartphone, the battery just fucking gets zapped, and then you're sitting there with a phone that's half charged that you've been using for half an hour. It's like, well,
yeah.
The games are not good for battery life on these things.
Can't wait for that to, like, go away. Like, the whole battery life thing.
Yeah.
I'm so over it.
I have been playing a game called Sector Strike. It's like a side-scrolling shooter. That's fun, but I always play it at home, like, where I can just charge it right afterwards.
The only thing I've played at all on a phone in the last, like, 6 months is I played, like, 3 levels of Angry Birds Star Wars.
Which is good.
Yeah, which is good, but I can't sit there and I don't like phone gaming. It's like all tiny and it's like touchscreen. I hate the whole only touchscreen thing.
Yeah.
I hate it.
Tiny.
Yeah, well then
it
also
sucks.
I'm sitting here with my phone or my tablet playing something. It's like, well, I got my Xbox right there. So the only time it comes in handy, like sometimes when I'm at lunch at work, like I'll play a game on either my tablet or my phone then, but I don't know. I don't do a lot of it.
Yeah.
So it's like, a good thing we picked this topic because we're all very well versed in these mobile games.
You tell the audience all about Snuggle Truck.
You what? Oh, Snuggle Truck? You mean Smuggle Truck?
I remember when I first got my iPhone, I got, I paid, because that's back when games cost $10 each. I paid $10 for Crash Kart Racing or something, and Butters in Imagination Land.
Wow, a couple of hits.
You know, Crash was fine.
Yeah,
I think racing games are like okay on phones.
Yeah, some of them that I played are pretty okay, and I like.
But
there's
then
a lot
Butters
of stuff
and Imagination
really
Land was just weird. Weird. I don't know what I was expecting from that.
I mean, there's a fair amount of stuff. A lot of stuff, like, with the smaller screen and the good resolutions, like, I'm sure you've noticed. Have you played anything on your new phone yet?
Angry Birds.
Your Galaxy yeah. S3.
My sexy-ass Galaxy.
Yeah.
So much cooler than an iPhone. Fuck you, iPhone. I ain't part of your fucking thing anymore. I don't know what word to use. I have no problem with the iPhone. I'm sure everyone that has it likes it.
Yeah. But, I mean, things look really good on, like, with the small screen and the high resolution. Like, you can get some stuff that looks really nice on there. But, again, it's like, feels like Babby games sometimes. I don't know.
Yeah. But something with, like, phone gaming that people, like, seem to think about a lot is how, like, they think the Vita and DS, like, as a whole just don't matter. Because they can just do everything on their phone. But, like, I hate using joystick, like, these virtual joysticks.
Yeah.
So, that, like, Dead Space game I can't play. Like, that Assassin's Creed game, which was terrible anyway.
Right.
Can't play.
Well, I think a lot of people, what their, like, part of their complaint is the carrying another device is more the problem than the fact that this Vita or whatever is... I can do this all on my phone, you know, like, that argument of me being able to do it all on my phone is more the fact that you already have your phone. So,
yeah.
like you'd have to pack up something else if you want to have your Vita with you, too. And it's not exactly small. It's a large piece of equipment.
It kind of fits in my pocket.
Gabe wears cargo pants everywhere. Gabe's big on cargoing. That's all he owns. Cargo pants for days.
Cargo pants are awful.
let it be known.
Let it be
cargo
known.
Pants.
Dylan, not a fan of cargo pants.
Whatever.
But something I do like about phone gaming, I guess, is things like You Don't Know Jack, which is the fucking shit. You know, better than Devin Sneathan at it. Fuck you, Devin. Better.
So wait, is that something that you can play on your phone?
Yeah. It's not on Android yet. It's only on iPhone. But You Don't Know Jack, like, Facebook game, they just brought it over to the phone. It makes it a lot easier to play.
Yeah, stuff like that seems like it'd be fun, especially if they have, like, when you can cross over on the platforms and they just have, like, leaderboards or whatever. Like, that's something that's cool and quick. And, yeah, you don't need... much time or much of anything to do it. You just pull out your phone. Cool.
You need a brain.
Oh, yeah, you gotta have that.
Gotta have that.
I don't know, you could probably just guess. You're probably not gonna be very good, but you still guess.
You wanna look like an idiot.
Yeah.
So everyone else can see your scores and laugh at you.
Mm-hmm. How's that feel, Gabe?
Really, really bad. Like, they're so mean. Apples. So mean.
All right, so what else happened at CES? What else we got?
A lot of TVs. a lot of really awesome TVs, but they aren't going to be out for a long time.
Yeah, Javi seemed really interested in these.
Yeah, there are like 4K TVs now.
Wait, what, Javi? Like,
Nothing.
Yes, like mobile gaming break. TVs, there are 4K TVs now. Like, that's the new resolution. That's the new rich people thing that they're going to buy because they think it's awesome. Probably is awesome, but nothing's going to be able to run it forever.
Yeah.
But also there, I think it was Samsung, had an 8K TV. So
suck it. If you got the 4K TV, you got that 4K, like, you late.
And I remember, I think it was the Toshiba booth, a video I saw. They're like talking about these TVs, and they're out in Korea, or South Korea now, and they're coming to the US this year. And they're like, how much are these going to cost? $12,000. And it's like, oh, we're going back to those days again.
Day one purchase.
It's a good monitor.
It looks really good. What? That seems high? Strange.
Dylan, you still play Draw Something?
That was the most interesting mobile gaming talk we've
actually
had.
Actually, it crashes my phone.
Are you still using that Chinese iPhone?
No, I fucking destroyed that.
But Draw Something was weird. Like, that thing exploded in like 3 days and then got bought for $500 million or something. And just, boop, gone. Oof.
Yeah, I don't. Javi and I played it.
That's essentially what happens to me in every like iPhone game I try. It's like I'll play maybe like a day or like maybe two, unless it's the Mirror's Edge game, because then I kind of have fanboyism towards it. But yeah, beyond that, I just can't do it anymore.
Javi and I played Draw Something, and the worst part of it was that Javi would draw something like way over elaborate, and I'd have no idea what it was.
Well, there was other times where I just wrote the name of it.
Which, yeah, we would try to avoid that. Like, me and my friend Barry played a game that went on forever because, I don't know, I guess one of those things where, like, we know each other really well. We've known each other a really long time, so it was like we have a lot of inside jokes that we could, like, tie to with a picture. And we're like, oh, I know what that is. But yeah, Javi would get super artsy on it. I'd be like, I don't know, man. This is way too good.
This is too good. This looks exactly like what it's supposed to be, and I don't get it.
Yeah.
No, something that happened over Christmas break, I was setting up like a Words with Friends account for my aunt so we could play Scrabble and shit, like, cause she lives over in California. So it would just be, like, an easy way to keep in touch and kick her ass at Scrabble at the same time. And, like, I set it up, and, like, I started playing, and then, like, three turns later, I was like, fuck, why did I do this? Oh, this is the worst thing ever.
Did she beat your ass?
No, I never lose at Words with Friends. Like, that's not the problem. I love Scrabble.
Yeah, I kind of gave up at Words with Friends because I don't lose, and I beat them by, like, 100 points or more.
I don't think I never played
Dylan
either.
Dylan can't win in this world.
Yeah, and
if
draw
you're
something
too good at it,
crashes again. My fucking phone. I'm sure there's another game that I don't play anymore. Fuck
Words
game.
With Friends, I did think it was funny when Words with Friends released their tabletop version. Like, Jesus,
Scrabble?
Guys, now you're not even like
That's
not
even
like
trying to disguise it.
Yeah. It's got we just made a game with the board and some tiles and you put words down on it. Like, wait a minute.
Is there a Boggle one yet?
A Boggle yeah, that's the what's it called? Fuck. Scramble with Friends, I believe is what it's called.
Peggy Hill. Boggle champion.
Yes.
Cool. What about the other side of portable gaming, like 3DS and Vita?
You know I play a lot of that shit.
I can't tell if you're serious or not.
I do. Jesus, you know how many times I've replayed all the portable Castlevanias / Pokemons?
No, I don't. How many?
No, I don't.
Give us a rundown.
You know what I started playing this weekend that I haven't played in years? Star Fox Command.
Oh, no!
Which one was that? What was that on?
The DS one.
It fucking sucks.
It's okay.
No, I'll never play it again after after playing multiplayer with you on the download play. Yes, it wasn't even fucking fun.
It's like NFL Blitz.
Oh, where's Javi? Where's Javi?
Oh.
You're too slow.
Anyways, the game's kind of interesting. It reminds me a lot of Advance Wars. Like, it's very much, I gotta send this guy here before it attacks my ship, and I gotta send this guy here, and it's a lot of, like, strategery. But that also slows down the game a lot. Also, it doesn't play, like, as well as it could, so I don't know. It's a mixed bag, but I was enjoying myself. Like, I was finding it hard to like, decide when to stop playing. And, like, basically, I played it until I was about to fall asleep with it in my hands. That it was the middle of the night, so. But yeah. That was fun.
Yeah, I haven't touched my Vita in a while. Like, I downloaded Retro City Rampage a while back and played, like, a little bit of it, and then I haven't played anything else on it. I don't know, I get distracted with other stuff. I don't know. It's like sometimes I forget I have it.
I never forget I have my Vita.
I have all these fucking PlayStation games that I got from PS Plus and stuff, like Retro City Rampage. I forgot I had it until you just said it right now. Like, I don't know. I have a lot, and I have. I'm borrowing from a friend. I have Black Ops and the first Black Ops, and I have Max Payne 3. So I need to play that too.
Maximum pain.
Most of all, what's in my line of sight is Enslaved, because I played the DMC demo.
My game!
Like, oh, yeah. The game you hate.
I know. It's still mine, though.
Yeah.
You can keep it. I don't give a fuck.
You heard it here first. I can keep it.
Yeah.
I love playing things on my Vita. I get distracted.
There just isn't anything there.
No, there's plenty there. Fuck you.
I really wish the Vita, the memory was cheaper.
Like, yeah, that's just weird.
Big Planet, if all the games were like on the damn console at all times, that'd be great.
So, Gabe, are you going to buy EDF?
Earth Defense Force?
EDF! EDF!
Probably not, because I'm really, really, really poor.
Also, that's not like... Well, I guess you're so. I'd be kind of starved for games at this point.
I'd buy anything.
Well, I just. Game, I can't.
Whatever
I just.
Again, Persona 4.
I really want Persona 4, but I just have all these other games on my PC I have to play first.
Really, all you have to look forward to is Sly Cooper.
Yeah, Sly Cooper, Ratchet. Oh wait, Ratchet and Clank already came out, didn't it?
And it sucked.
And it sucked. Yeah. Slack, yeah, the future of Vita. I'm not commenting on that because that looks pretty fucking awful. But what's out right now is pretty solid.
What's out right now? That's solid.
Gravity Rush, Sound Shapes, Little Big Planet, Rayman Origins.
That's old.
So what if it's old?
Well, yeah,
it's out now.
It's out now. This is out.
Well, that's like me saying the Wii is fucking awesome. Like Mario Galaxy.
No, it's not. That is like
but
four
those games.
Games
are out right now.
Well,
Metroid
yeah.
3 is out right now? Sweet. So is a trilogy.
But it has like four total games you want
Skyward
on it.
Skyward Sword? It has more about as much as the Vita.
Yeah, but we're comparing a 1-year lifespan to a 6.
Yeah, but there's nothing to look. There's nothing on the horizon.
Neither is there for the Wii.
Well, yeah, I know.
Stop.
The argument is... If saying that good games are out right now is...
He wasn't making an argument. All he said was, what's out now is solid. And then he started listing games, and you said, old, old, old. That's not... He wasn't making an argument that they're not old. He was making an argument that's... You're making a different argument.
No, I'm not.
Yes. Yes, you are.
There are games I want to play on the 3DS. I just can't hold the 3DS for more than like half an hour because I have idiot hands, I guess.
I can confirm.
I have the hands of a lesser man.
Gabe, yes.
Gabe, you are a lesser man.
Mm. Thank you.
Because you don't know how to hold a 3DS.
Old.
No, to be honest, the 3DS does feel pretty uncomfortable in my hands.
Yeah.
How does the XL feel?
An analog stick. I'll fix everything.
No. Even with that big ass tumor on the back of it, it's pretty uncomfortable.
It's not a tumor.
I need to hold a Vita so I can compare the two and see which is more uncomfortable to hold.
Dude, the third 3DS redesign should just be a Wii U controller with a screen on the top. It's just enormous.
You know, like the
3DS U.
The DS Lite was perfect for my hands. That felt good.
It was awesome.
Everything afterwards, my hands. I like crap. I have crab fingers now.
The DSi was good.
Well, because it was the same thing as the DS Lite, pretty much.
Yeah, it was after.
Whatever. as far as I'm concerned, it's the same thing. Just with less capabilities, because I can't play games I like more than the eShop games.
Yeah,
I wonder why they're so uncomfortable. It might be because like the buttons and the D-pad are like so far to on the out.
I don't know. There's just something off about it. I just really wish they just took in the DS Lite and just, I don't know, gave it an analog stick. Hell, I don't even fucking care if it has an analog stick. Give me a good D-pad. The D-pad on the 3DS is ass.
Yeah, the 3DS, like, as a system's pretty not good.
Like, you remember the original complaints about the PSP, having crab fingers playing half of them. That's my complaints about this. And the D-pad sucks. I was trying to play Metroid Fusion with the disc, and that sucked ass. And then the D-pad was too small to play well.
Small D, yeah, they took the fucking
really,
GameCube D-pad
really
and put it on there.
About the controls for the next Castlevania.
Is that a 3DS title, I guess?
Yeah, it is.
You should be worried about more than just the controls for that game. Kind of like just everything about that game.
Why?
Javi
said it played pretty well.
Well, Javi lied.
I would listen to Javi before you, because he likes Castlevania games.
Ooh.
What do you like, Gabe?
Yeah, you and your haterade over there can just shut it.
What do you like, Gabe? Oh, wait, you weren't born when Castlevania fucking 4 came out.
Ooh.
It came out in 93,
didn't
it?
You're just an intern.
Babbage's first Castlevania was probably Dawn of Sorrow.
I don't know. I haven't really.
You're making fun of me.
I am.
You stop it.
My mom told me this would happen.
You could have stopped this.
You could have stopped this by being born sooner, dumbass.
Don't you talk like that to my David. You'd all be dead if it wasn't for him.
He could have stopped this by not insulting anything
a
about
shitty
that.
Game.
Mirror's Edge was repetitive
and terrible
and short.
What's wrong with the game being
and
short?
Terrible
and terrible?
And it looked like poop.
That's just, you're just lying to yourself then.
No, I'm not.
You didn't like how it looked, Gabe.
It looked all right.
Yeah, guys, but its guys biggest fan jerks. Didn't like how it looked.
I like how it looks. It just gets... I wish they did
gets
more.
Old? Is that what you're going to say?
No, I said I wish they did more.
More with what? What looks old? What do you like to look up?
Olivia Wilde?
She's old.
I mean, she's out, but...
She's been
fuck
out for
everything.
A while.
You guys are the worst.
Ha,
Pick on Gabe episode. You know why we pick on Gabe? Because mobile gaming sucks.
Hey,
no one has anything to say.
You know what I'm going to do after this? I'm going to go watch Gone, Gabe Gone.
And I'm going to, like, fucking play Enslaved and be like, thank God I don't have to do this on my fucking cell phone.
Yep. Yep.
Very much.
Stupid mobile games.
That's what we learned today. Yeah. Like, we're going to get all these people, oh, cool, they're going to talk about mobile gaming. And we're just going to rip apart their favorite pastime.
You know...
their mobile...
their pastime
they're
been around for, like, 3 years.
Yeah.
Some of their babby-ass mobile games.
My favorite mobile game is Snake on my old Razer.
Fuck yeah. Playing Snake on your, like, fucking piece of shit, like, cell phone.
Hey, the Razer wasn't a piece of shit.
No, the Razer, yeah, it was.
When it came out, it was cool.
You know,
I missed my old
slide phone. I don't even... That thing was cool as fuck.
All that's way too cutting edge. I'm talking like Nokia brick phone, like little fucking solid piece of plastic Nokia that had like weird fucking games like Parachute Madness, where you guys just falling, you just click left and right, or bowling, where you just line up a ball and then click
and hit a button
and
it
went
the ball. And sometimes it would slide off into the gutter with a random number generator. Oh, yeah. I think.
Ryan, I am blown away. You love fucking Angry Birds, and you haven't talked about it at all. This is like your time to shine.
I mean, I like it. I haven't played it in a really long time. I've played some of the Star Wars one. I don't know, even games I like, it's hard to keep playing them for very long. They're fun. It's like, this is fun, and then, all right, now I want to go, I've got, you know, fucking Darksiders to go play, so, and that's right here.
Here's the thing. I really believe this. If my phone was capable of it, mm-hmm. I could like really get into some games on it, hardcore games. Like,
right. Well, I got really into that.
I bought Dead Space, and I really wanted to play. I was really excited to play through Dead Space on my Android, but it crashes every time I actually start the game, which sucks because it looks beautiful.
So, I got really into that Steambirds game. That was fun. I really wanted to play the one that Bungie helped do or whatever, the total ripoff of Steambirds. It was called Crimson Steam Pirates or something like that. And it's basically the same premise but with boats. And it has that same steampunk like art style and everything. It looks really cool. But I remember seeing it at PAX probably a couple years ago. And they were, it was out on the iPad and iPhone, I guess, and they were talking about how they wanted to bring it to Android. Like, I went and asked them about it, but I never saw it come out, so, I don't know, it looked cool. And stuff on tablets are a little bit easier to play just because the screen's bigger, and I don't know, it feels like your fingers aren't, like, taking up half the screen.
Actually, there's two games I really want to try on a tablet, but I don't have a tablet, so I can never try them. And that was Final Fantasy Tactics and the Baldur's Gate 2. But I don't have a tablet to try them, so someone's going to have to tell me how they are.
Or send you a tablet.
Or send me a tablet.
You know, RTSs on a tablet would be fun.
Oh, yeah.
Probably.
Yeah. I think that could be cool.
I think strategy games, like XCOM. XCOM would be awesome on that. Final Fantasy Strategy. Tactics, for example. I mean, it's one of my favorite games of all time. Of course I want to fucking play it on the go.
If you think about it, 3D Final Fantasies would be great. Like, 7 through 9. Like, you could, like, drag along the path where you want your guy to run, and then when you're actually
or
in
just,
battle,
like, tap
you just
where
tap
you
on
go.
The menu. There you go.
Yeah. That's not too bad.
Cool. Yeah.
See, that's what I was hoping. That's kind of what I was hoping for when I got, I think I got, like, Final Fantasy 3. Not like, Final Fantasy 6 3, but Final Fantasy 3 3.
Oh, that 3D one?
Yes. I can't really remember.
It was
a long fucking time ago. It was 3D models.
Yeah, yeah. That's the DS one.
No. Wait, am I thinking of the right thing?
They've upscaled the DS one, so now it's on PSP and on mobile devices, I think.
Okay. Maybe that was it. But that's what I was, like, hoping for. Like, a tap here and I go there. Like, a tap where I want to go. I don't have to, like, use a joystick, but then they still make you use that stupid fucking virtual joystick. And it's... oh, my God. Like, how do people like that? That's, like...
Ugh. You get used to it if it's...
If you're an idiot.
I beat Super Mario 64 DS with that. But I used the
virtual stick?
Huh?
With a virtual stick?
A virtual analog stick, yeah.
Yeah,
he used the
fucking screen.
Yeah, you got the thumb pad that came with the... Well, what's cool is, like, the whole bottom screen, like, based on where you start, like, where you start pushing, that's where the middle of the stick is. So... It didn't really matter. You just, like, put your thumb down and then started dragging, and it would. So that was a lot more intuitive than having a set stick on the corner of the screen, you know.
Right.
But yeah.
Hmm. Fuck that.
Yeah.
Hey, right, well, hey, you know what we should do?
What?
What have we been playing?
Really?
Oh man.
Yeah.
Oh.
Video games.
Enslaved.
I played some Luigi's Mansion and then kicked it over to Metroid Prime. I've been playing my GameCube the past few days.
That's right. It's the GameCube kind of time.
Yeah.
2013, baby.
It's true because the GameCube has better games than everything else that's available right now.
The best console of all time. What up?
Wind Waker, fucking Metroid.
Woo-hoo.
Oh, my God.
After seeing that... speedrun of Wind Waker that Cosmo did
you
on
really
the...
You really want to replay it, don't you? Don't you,
oh,
motherfucker?
Yeah. Not with all those, like, crazy fucking...
Don't you want to fly through the sea by speed?
God, those speedruns were just fucking crazy. I hope everyone listening to this got a chance to watch the... What was it?
Good
awesome
games,
games
Done Quick. Awesome Games Done Quick.
Awesome Games Done Quick.
Hell yeah.
I hope everyone got a chance to watch at least one game from that.
Dark Souls was
shit.
Pretty awesome.
I hope... Everybody got a chance to at least watch that kid just destroy Sonic Generations. Not, like, destroy it like he did well. Just made it fucking terrible and painful to watch.
Oh.
He's, like, doing a speed run, and he keeps stopping. Like, Sonic's just standing still, and the kid's like, alright, so next I'm gonna do this trick where, like, I'm gonna bounce off this thing. It's really complicated, but... let's see if I can get it to work. Like, just fucking do it, man. What are you doing? You're wasting all this time. And he kept fucking up.
Fuck that. I wish you saw Donkey Kong 64 get destroyed.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So cool.
It was intense.
It was cool watching the pacifist run of Ninja Gaiden. That's insane.
What bullshit. Yeah. Which?
Nope.
Yeah. The original Ninja Gaiden, he went through without
I'm
killing
I'm so mad.
Anyone.
I had to work that day, so I missed out on all those
well,
Castlevanias.
So do you have to just, like, glitch out the bosses, or what?
No, he kills the bosses, but everything, like, up until then, he doesn't.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Like, everything in between. It's so cool. Like, he has to, like, strategically jump to where, like, a guy will hit him, and it'll push him forward through the rest of the enemies, and he has to, like, step... forward and backwards and try to unspawn enemies that come from the edge of the screen. It's really cool.
Just Cosmo is he's like the Legend of Zelda, like, speedrun guru master person. And, like, he's so good at explaining exactly what he's doing as he's doing it. And, like, his Ocarina of Time run that he beat the game in like 20 minutes. And he was saying he's like, I'm not going to be able to explain it all because I didn't really, like,
you don't got
get
the time,
everything.
Gabe. We're running out of time.
Yeah, this is a Game of Nation speedrun.
But he says, like, okay, so there's a number that the game captures right here, and, like, depending on, like, how many steps he takes at a certain point, and he's like, so say I take, like, 8 steps, so that means I have to stay on this ladder for 8 seconds, and those numbers will save themselves and go into some other part of the game, and blah, 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 blah. And then he gets onto this ladder and stays on there for, like, 8 seconds, and he's just like, and then it goes to the final cutscene of Ganondorf with a sword in his head.
Wait, so you kill Ganondorf in that game? Spoilers! Dick.
There's a ladder?
God!
Yeah. Ah! It would have been so much cooler if I just stumbled upon it naturally. Oh, fuck this ladder!
That's all I did in that game was climb ladders and wait.
You just didn't know.
There's got to be something here. I kept sticking around at 5.
Yeah.
Damn it.
But I'd say it's long, but when they archive it, watch the Wind Waker speed run. It's like, it's like 4 hours and like 40 minutes, but it's just so cool. And it'll make you want to play the best Zelda game ever.
And you texted me like 3 times and then called me because you wanted me to see it.
It's so awesome. I woke Javi up.
Knocked the fuck out.
He was just like, fuck you. And hung up the phone.
I didn't say that.
No, he didn't.
I would have.
Okay.
Some of the speedrunners were just like fucking assholes.
Oh my god, you should have seen the Mario Brothers guy. That was hilarious.
Like, they would just... the saying is, this game's totally trolling me right now. And whenever you hear that, you just want to fucking kick a little baby deer right in the gut.
Aw.
Oh, it's just terrible.
Why don't you want to just kick a little baby speedrunner in the gut?
It's it's hilarious when they get, like, really mad, like the guy who played Binding of Isaac did, and he stood up too fast and his pants kind of fell down.
The kid who was speedrunning Donkey Kong Country Returns, like, lost his shit when he died, and he, like, kicked the mic that was recording the whole live stream, and he looked so embarrassed and mortified. He's like, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry. He, like, almost broke the mic. Fucking idiot.
But I think we can all agree the best part of the speedrun was Die Hard, the multiple attempts at the world record for Die Hard.
I didn't see it.
Oh my god.
Pretty legit, dude.
Legit.
Seriously, Die Harder. That was the second run.
Die Hard with a Vengeance. Live Free or Die Hard was the fourth.
Die
run.
Harder. He gets to the final room right when time runs out.
Yeah, they eventually did set the world record for Die Hard of like 5 minutes and 50 seconds.
Wow.
For beating the game.
Wow. Amazing.
But yeah, watch that too. Oh my god. It's hilarious.
Dance.
Yeah, fuck what we've been playing. We talk about the marathon. This shit was cool.
But we haven't been playing anything. We keep watching this. We watched it for a full fucking week.
I didn't watch any of it.
You fool.
Whoa. I saw none of it.
Ryan doesn't appreciate good things.
Ryan doesn't appreciate
Ryan
cancer.
Doesn't have time.
What if I told you there was robots fucking?
Ryan doesn't have time. That doesn't really do anything for me, Dylan.
Did you ever see that movie Robots, Ryan?
Did you ever see that movie Robots Fucking?
Did you ever see that movie Real Steel?
No.
That essentially is Robots
Fucking.
I know,
Robots Fucking. Javi Boy and Gaby Boy.
Yeah.
Seriously, I had to hear these two fucks play that game.
So did I.
It was so much fun.
Dude, that game's a shit.
You guys
That's
missed
why.
Out on a good time.
No, I didn't.
Game's amazing.
I really didn't.
Real Steel.
Totally.
Hey. Now, let's go check out what our listeners have been talking about with mobile games.
Probably nothing.
Jordan Rodkey says mobile gaming is a slight disappointment to him. Whenever he finds a game he likes, usually exhausts all of its content in about an hour or two.
That sounds familiar.
A little bit. Harris Foster says, I fucking love You Don't Know Jack and Monsters Ate My Condo. You Don't Know Jack is awesome. Monsters Ate My Condo I couldn't get into. It's like this weird game about
Monsters
sliding
your condo.
Condo. I don't know, it's like an Adult Swim game that's kind of making fun of Japanese games. I don't know. It's weird.
Justin Doss wrote in, said that he's selling his 3DS because he's finished with dedicated handhelds.
I'm finished.
Give me a tablet. Give me a tablet with comics, internet, and quick games. Well,
hey, the PSP had comics. It's your damn fault for not buying them.
What?
The PSP had comics.
Yeah, it did. I got Batman Hush on that.
I don't
shit.
Like reading comics on the PSP.
I don't like reading comics.
yeah, you do.
No.
Don't tell him what he likes.
Oh, well, you had a surprising amount of comics that you bought.
Yeah, I know.
No. But I hated every minute of it.
No. But seriously, I like hardcover.
Yep, that's, like, for,
I have, like, pretty much everything Hellboy, but every single one of them are hardcover.
Oh, it's... Weren't those, like... Wasn't it, like, a cloth cover and it just got all this hair on
Oh,
it?
Oh, my God. I used that fucking lint roller to get it off. I was like,
yeah,
fucking cat.
Dog.
Fucking cat. I fucking hate you.
And somehow those kinds of things, if you leave them anywhere around the house, the cat will end up laying on it.
I know! Fucking cat. I just wanted to read it in peace.
Nope. Not gonna happen.
But yeah, I got the hair off it. It's clean now. I
I figured it out.
Oh, Prototype asked a question. He's wondering if, or he wanted to make a bet of which Peter Parker is going to come back first. He said 616 or Ultimate. I don't know what 616 is. Maybe I'm retarded. I thought that Amazing Spider-Man was killed. Maybe that's what that means. But I think that Amazing Spider-Man will come, or he's asking who will come back first. I'm saying that Amazing Spider-Man would, because Ultimate, they went through the trouble of creating that kid, whatever, Rosario Gonzalez or whatever his name is. So they have a new Spider-Man. Ultimate Spider-Man is taken care of. I think that Amazing Spider-Man will come back, for sure.
Yeah.
That's amazing!
Spider-Man!
You got your Spider-Man reference?
Oof, it's been too long.
I think that's boot it.
That's all we got?
That's all we got.
Really? Really?
I think there's a door that needs answering.
Oh, is someone here?
Housekeeping!
Oh, hey, Lori, how's it going?
She might
Welcome.
Be frozen.
She might be frozen. Yeah, it sounds like it's very cold out there.
The Arctic tundra.
Yeah.
Right now, it's negative 2 degrees here.
It was fucking, like, 50 degrees today
Get
in Boston.
Fucked.
It was weird.
It's 40 here right now.
It never went over 10.
It sucks, dog.
I know.
Then in the summer, it was, like, 90. Fuck that.
I know.
It sucks.
I know.
Get out of there.
Everything sucks. Weather sucks. Weather's the worst.
Yeah, so,
Ryan,
okay. I guess, yeah, so... This is where I tell you where to find us. First of all, of course, you can go to GameOverNation.com. If you'd like to write in, we still have mail at GameOverNation.com, but no one really ever uses it. So you can just hit us up on Twitter at GameOverNation. You can hit us up on Facebook.
There's really no need to like mention the email and then say no one uses it, so don't use it.
No, I'm gonna. In case someone decides that that's the only way they can do it. Maybe someone doesn't have Twitter, Javi. Ever think about that?
Well, we
Smart
used
guy.
To use,
Facebook did
we
just
used to
lose 500,000 users.
Ova.com. I mean, it doesn't exist anymore, so don't go there. But
but that's completely different. You
sure.
can't go there. You can
but
send
we
an
don't
email.
Check that email.
Well, you should.
What if we got tablets sent to us?
Yeah. What if there is a razor edge just waiting in that email?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You never think about
waiting
that.
There.
No. And then you can also go to facebook.com/GameOverNation. Our YouTube channel is youtube.com/GameZeroVernation. You can find us all individually on Twitter. I am at Airstrike Rhino. Javi is at HaviG0N. Gabe is RabbitWombat9. And Dylan is Dilanosaurus. Anything else? Anything else you guys want to throw out there?
Tonight I'm fucking you.
Go to GameOverNation.com. Check out all our articles and videos, especially our videos.
Yeah.
There's going to be a lot of that. There's going to be all of that.
Here's
tell
the
your
situation,
friends. For fuck's sake,
Game
tell
Over
your friends.
Nation.
Also, there's a lot of people listening to this show. There's quite a Hold few on. Of you out there. So why don't you go ahead and subscribe to our
yeah,
YouTube channel right
shout
now.
Out to, what's her name? Miss Screw Princess Tag. Lollipop?
No, I don't think that was it.
Something like that. Someone on Screw Attack with the name
Here,
Princess
I'll tell you right
or
now.
Lollipop in it.
Bubblegum.
Princess
Bubblegum. Talking to you.
I can't believe
you said you love us. Why don't we know you?
You motherfuckers thought that was me.
Well, oh, like it would be the first time you posed as a female to fuck with people.
It's true, Gabe.
I know.
And also, Princess Bubblegum, if you're a dude, we're sorry. We didn't mean it. Just the name is a little misleading.
Yeah, why don't we know you, huh? You love us so much. We want to love you back.
Where's our tweet or email or Facebook question? Did we even check Facebook for questions? Did you check?
I did. I live on Facebook, Ryan.
All day, every day.
Pretty much.
But, all right. I guess that's it. Javi, let's get out of here. Let's get the fuck out. All right,
that's going to do it for episode 73 of Game Over Nation. Thank you very much for listening. We will catch you guys next week. Until then, I'm Javi Rodriguez with Ryan De La Rosa,
Holla.
Dylan Rausch, and Gabe Philbin.
I'm Dylan Rausch. Bye. You're not.